Morning Show.
So producer Tracy sends me this instant message saying, what do you do when you catch someone else breastfeeding your child?
Freak out.
And that to us is a priority call. So Amy is on the voice disguiser. Amy?
Hi, how are you guys?
Okay, now you're on the voice disguiser, so nobody can recognize your voice. Your child was breastfeeding with another woman and you had zero idea about it?
Well, right. So I have a five-month-old son, and I breastfeed him. And over the break, my 13-year-old niece wasn't in school, and so, you know, she was staying with me a lot of the time just so someone could keep an eye on her. So I told her I needed to jump in the shower, and so I went into the room and turned the water on, and I went back out into the family room to grab something, and she was attempting to breastfeed my son.
Wait, the 13-year-old?
She's 13.
Okay.
And I mean, obviously, at the time, was like, what the, like, you know, was really upset and kind of yelled at her. And she said she was, like, just humiliated and was just curious and wanted to know, you know, what it was like and all that. And, you know, I told her, you know, obviously never do that again, and was just furious with her. But my question is, she was so obviously embarrassed. And I really, like, my knee-jerk reaction, I didn't freak out, but I was really upset,
yeah.
Obviously. So I don't know now if I overreacted and she was just being curious, or if I underreacted and I need to tell someone else. Because at this point, all that's happened is I caught her, told her never do that again, and she said she was totally embarrassed and also is no longer left alone with my baby boy.
Okay, right. Now you said this was your niece. So did you go to her parents?
I haven't. No, I have not. And that's one of my questions. Do you think I need to?
Wow.
This
goes down into the category of one of the most bizarre calls we've ever taken.
Yeah, it might be. Did she? Well, I guess my first question is, did she know it was wrong when she was doing it?
She obviously knew. I mean, she obviously, like, didn't want me to know and knew that it was something.
Yeah.
She was just curious.
Weird. Yeah, but I don't know if she knows. I don't know what she thinks.
Wow. 404-741.
I don't know why she did it. If she really just was curious, I have no idea. We haven't really spoken about it because it was obviously kind of traumatic for both of us.
404-741-Q100. Well, you said when you approached her originally, like, she was embarrassed, like she knew she shouldn't be doing, but did she use the words, I was just curious on what it feels like?
Yes.
Wow. That is weird. And she's, like, young enough that you don't want to be overly harsh on her, but she's old enough to know better.
Right. And who has that
exactly.
Thought of putting a child on their boob at that age?
I would have never done
even
that.
Now. No, I said who has that thought?
Oh, okay. I thought you said who hasn't had that thought.
No,
who has
that one?
Yeah,
it's just strange.
It's so bizarre.
I am at a loss. I have no idea where to go with this.
Yeah, that is so strange. I'm just really surprised that she would go that far. And yeah, obviously, I asked you if she knew it was wrong, but obviously she did because she waited until you were getting in the shower.
And she said she was just curious. You know, it's like, yeah, I don't know.
Creepy. I would be really freaked out.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Emily, good morning.
Hi, how are you guys?
There are a few times on the show where I have zero response to something that's been said, and I've got nothing.
You know, she's 13. They're so curious at that age. I think it's just not that big of a deal.
Really?
Obviously, it's upsetting, but she is 13. She doesn't, I mean, maybe she doesn't know any better. I don't know, but she's 13. They're very curious.
And you say don't tell the parents, just let it go because this is like a one-time thing. I mean,
I think not, because what if that causes a rift in your family, you know?
Yeah. I think it's worth another conversation with your niece, though. To sit down now that it's over and you're not just in a reaction mode, I think it's worth the conversation to sit down and be like, let's talk about this, like find out why she was really doing it, maybe explain like some more things about breastfeeding. I don't know.
And here's Larry. Hey, Larry, good morning. I didn't think that we'd get any guys calling for this.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I listen to you every morning.
Thank you, sir.
I just think she's young. She's 13. You know, her hormones are getting going. So I think she might have thought it would feel good, or maybe, and you know, I mean,
I mean, at 13, you're curious about a lot of things, but I don't remember being curious about breastfeeding at all.
You don't know her background or anything. You know, I mean, you don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I know that there's like, you know, they say that there's that maternal instinct that most women have, you know, and I see even little girls on a playground when they're around my two-year-old, little girls will pick up my two-year-old, they'll carry him around. Oh, they're more protective of him than boys certainly are. They're all roughing each other up and stuff. So I don't know. I'm just talking.
I don't really know. I mean, little girls have baby dolls that you have or whatever. And I've seen little girls whose mothers had second children and were breastfeeding those second children. So they would put their baby dolls on their breast. Mm-hmm. Like they were imitating mom and that kind of stuff. But I'm talking about under 5 years old. I mean, a 13-year-old has a cognitive ability to know better.
Good morning. Hold on. Sarah wants to be on the Voice Disguiser.
Okay.
Go ahead, Sarah. You're on the Voice Disguiser also.
Hi. I was actually 14, and I did that to my sister's baby, and I think I was just curious. Although I was never caught doing it, but I really don't know why or what provoked it, but I mean, I had just done that once, and that was it.
So what, I want to get in your head here for just 1 second. Like, was it a, you've seen other women do it, and you were just curious what it feels like type thing? Like, you obviously knew you weren't nourishing the child.
Right. I think that's really what it was. I mean, I don't think it has to do with hormones or anything. I think I was just curious about what it was like.
Did you watch somebody growing up do it?
No, not really. I mean, I watched my sister do it to her child, but she was a lot older than me. My sister was like 13 years older than me.
And so you were just imitating her?
Yeah, I think so.
And she was gone babysitting? And you were babysitting?
Yeah. I actually was 14 when she was born, so, I mean, I keep the child a little bit. But I had done it that one time, and that was it.
So if you had to give advice to Amy here, would you say go to her parents, or it's a one-time thing and it's not a big deal, just let it go?
I would think it'd be a one-time thing. I would probably talk to her one more time, you know, to make it clear. But, I mean, I know it wasn't a big deal for me, although my sister never knew, but I, you know, at 14, I just only tried it that one time.
Wow.
Well, thanks for calling. I didn't think we'd get any calls like that. Thank you.
No kidding.
Thank you.
We always say that about this show, too. Like, once you think that there's nobody else in your situation, there's always somebody listening that has gone through the same thing.
Because that seems so bizarre to me. I wouldn't think we would have gotten one call. Mm-mm.
Hey, Tracy, good morning. You're on
Q100. Hi.
Hey.
I think it was Jen that said that she should talk to the niece again. And I 100% agree with that because I have a 13-year-old kid, and they just do some of the most stupid things in the world. I mean, I just sit back and I'm like, are you serious? So I think since the emotion's gone, just talk to your niece again and just give her a clear understanding. But I don't think and then decide whether or not you're going to go to the parents with it.
Thanks for calling. All right, one more call here. So we got Amy on the phone here, and she called us up saying that she's got a 13-year-old niece that was over at her house, and Amy goes into the shower, and when she comes out, she catches her 13-year-old niece sort of breastfeeding or
simulating
breastfeeding her 5-month-old. Hey, Rachel, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
I think you're hearing a common theme here. It's, you know, imitation and curiosity, and I think Amy, you know, I know your gut reaction was to sort of freak out, but I think you need to take this opportunity to turn it into a positive and tell your niece that, you know, breastfeeding is a natural thing with a mom and a baby, and that, you know, if it had been a bottle, you probably wouldn't have freaked out as much, but she was just seeing what she was, you know, she was just doing what she saw, and take the opportunity to say, you know, when you're able to have a baby, you're going to be able to do this, but it's only for mom to do with her child.
Yeah, because you had
advice. Instead of turning it into a negative, you know, I mean, you may have scared her to death, hopefully not forever, but, you know, and I understand your reaction, but, you know, just think about our society and how we don't do enough to promote breastfeeding.
Because you haven't really had a legitimate, rational talk with her about it yet, right? It was just your initial knee-jerk reaction?
Yeah, and I think you're right. And I think whatever happened, I don't think she had any negative intentions, you know?
No.
And I think it is good to talk to her and just get everything on the table. Because I don't want this to, you know, she's really close to me. I watch her all the time. And I don't want to feel like that anything's that negative between us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
especially something like this, which is such a beautiful part of life. But
Not when you're 13.
No.
And it's not yours.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, most are calling saying the same thing, is you got to sit her down and it's time to have like a rational discussion with her before you even consider going to her parents.
Yeah, and it might bring you guys closer together.
Right.
Not that close.
Well, not
as close,
close.
As, but close.
I mean, don't snuggle with her.
Yeah, I wouldn't bring her up to your breast or anything like that, but you could have a very close talk with her. All right, Amy, thanks.
Thank you so much.
You're on The Burt Show.